Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf chof beis, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of daf chof aleph amid beis. So the last few mishnayos in Perikah and Gadol have been discussing the halachis of a melech. The Mishnah said on the top of daf chof aleph amid beis, the koisev lo sefer Torah l'shmoy, that the melech had to write his own personal sefer Torah. The Mishnah said, yoytze l'molchama, maytzia imoy. When the melech went to war, he would take this sefer Torah with him. Nichnas hu machnise imoy, yoyshev bedid he imoy, meisev hish kenegdoy shenemar, vahoyse imoy v'karabay kol yom. So the melech had an obligation to write a sefer Torah. This was a personal sefer Torah that he wrote for himself, and this sefer Torah would always be with him. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in a Braisa ubelvad shelo yisna mishal avoysav, that ordinarily the king's father was probably also a king. So I would have thought, says the Braisa, that a melech that inherited a sefer Torah from his father, perhaps he doesn't have to write his own sefer Torah, but rather he can use the sefer Torah that he got from his father. Says the Braisa, that's not okay. Ubelvad shelo yisna mishal avoysav, he has an obligation to write, like the Mishnah says, v'koisev lo yisna Torah, he has an obligation to write his own sefer Torah. Amar Rava, Rava said, afa pishin nichol avoysav lo adam sefer Torah, even though a person, not a melech, an ordinary person, yarshin a sefer Torah from his father, mitzvah lichtem mishaloi, he has a mitzvah to write his own sefer Torah. Shenema, because the pasuk says, va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira. That's the makar to the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. And Rava said that not only does a person have a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah, but even if he inherited a sefer Torah from his father, mitzvah lichtav mishaloi, he has a mitzvah to write his own sefer Torah. Eis ve'abaya, sabaya es dekasho. The braisa that we began today's daf with said, v'koisav lei sefer Torah l'shmoi, that the melech has an obligation to write a sefer Torah. U'bilvad shelo yisna mishalacher. And he has to make sure that he doesn't use his father's or his grandfather's sefer Torah, but he has an obligation to write his own sefer Torah. What's the kasha? It's mashma melech in hedyot loy, that only a melech has an obligation to write his own sefer Torah. But in hedyot, an ordinary person does not have an obligation to write his own sefer Torah. So how could Rava and Amira say that even a hedyot has an obligation to write his own sefer Torah? From the braisa, it's mashma that it's one of the dinim that a miyuchad for the melech. A king has his own Shulchan Aruch. One of the laws in the king's Shulchan Aruch is that he has an obligation to write his own Sefer Torah, even if he inherited a Sefer Torah from his father. It's mashma that an ordinary person, a hedyot, would not have an obligation to write his own Sefer Torah in the event that he inherited from his father. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Really, every person has an obligation to write a Sefer Torah. And that obligation says that even if he inherited a Sefer Torah from his father, still he has an obligation to write a Sefer Torah. You can't be Yoitza with a Sefer Torah that you inherited from your father. You have an obligation to write your own Sefer Torah. Why then did the Braisa say it only by Melech? Because a Melech had an obligation not only to have one Sefer Torah, not only to fulfill the 613th mitzvah in the Torah, which is Va'ata Kisvu L'chemes Hashira Azois, mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, but he had an obligation to write a second Sefer Torah. And it's the second Sefer Torah that the Braisa is saying that even that Sefer Torah, he has to write his own, and even that he can't inherit from his father. Meaning, the regular chiyuv that every single yid has to write a Sefer Torah, that Rava said is true for every yid, and even if he inherited it from his father, still he would have to write his own Sefer Torah. What about a melech second Sefer Torah? You could have thought that maybe the second Sefer Torah is different. That's the braisa. That the melech, who has an obligation to have a second Sefer Torah, that second Sefer Torah follows the same guidelines as the first Sefer Torah, which applies to all yidin, and even that Sefer Torah, he has to make sure that he writes, even if he yarshin from his father. Tanya b'nun to the braisa, where do you find that a melech has an obligation to write two Sefer Torah, v'kosev loy es mishnah ha-torah. So this is a pasuk that the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time with now. It's going to be when the king is going to sit al kisei mamlachdoi v'kosav loy es mishnah ha-Torah hazois al sefer milifnei ha-kayim ha-levim. So we're all familiar with the term mishnah ha-Torah. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's dvarim perik yitzayin pasuk yutches, and it's mentioned in the context of the melech. The melech has an obligation to write mishnah Torah. What does it mean? Koisav lishmoi shtei Torah. It's mishnah like Lecha Mishnah. Two Sifrei Torah. Achas sheyotze v'nechnas esimoy. One that he comes and goes with. That's the Sefer Torah that the Mishnah mentioned. That's the special Sefer Torah that a melech was supposed to have. Achas and one like an ordinary yitchem unachas lebeis gnozov that he keeps hidden. Oisah sheyotze v'nechnas esimoy. The one that he comes and goes with in a nichas boys not to take. Loi lebeis amerches not into a beis merchitz. For loi lebeis akise not into a beis akise shenema v'hoise imoy v'kara boy. It says that the Sefer Torah will be with the Melech, and he will read from it. Mokleim haro'uy likreis boy. He could only take it in a place where he's allowed to read from it. And being that you're not allowed to learn Torah in a Beis Merchitz, you're not allowed to learn Torah in a Beis Akisei. By the way, the Magen Avraham brings from the Sefer Chassidim that if a person is in a Beis Akisei and he's having machshavoy zorois, he's thinking about things that he's not supposed to think about, it's okay for him to learn Torah. But either way, v'kara boy, mokleim haro'uy likreis boy. So that's the laws of the Sefer. What about the other Sefer Torah? It's anyways Beis Gnozov. If it's anyways Beis Gnozov, he's not really going anywhere with it. Either way, this Gemara right here, tucked away in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, is one of the two places in Shas, one of the two primary places in Shas, where the Gemara discusses the 613th mitzvah in the Torah, mitzvahs, ksivas, sefer Torah. And the Gemara doesn't just quote the halacha, but the Gemara mentions it in a context that afal pi shehi nicholei avos of adam sefer Torah, that even if somebody yarshed the sefer Torah from his father, still mitzvah lichta mishaloi, it doesn't matter. You can't be yoytze the mitzvah with the sefer Torah that you yarshin, but rather you have an obligation to write your own Sefer Torah shenemar va'atu kisvo lochem es hashira. So the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah is something that's come up in the daf many times, but ein beis medrash b'lo chiddush. Just some of the things that we've spoken about not so long ago. Number one, we know that the Shulchan Aruch brings that even though there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, but ha'idna nowadays that people don't learn from Sefer Torah anymore, but rather today people learn from Svarim, mitzvah lichtoiv chumshe Torah, u'mishnah, v'gemara, u'perusheyem. There's a mitzvah for a person to learn or write ordinary Svarim. The Makar, of course, to the Shulchan Aruch is the Rush, where the Rush says that once upon a time where people used to learn from a Sefer Torah, so the mitzvah was to write a Sefer Torah. You had to make sure you would have what to learn from. The whole purpose of the mitzvah Sefer Torah is to learn from it. But now, says the Rush, that people don't learn from Sefer Torah anymore. So ha'idna, it's this Rush that the Mechaber brings in Simen Ayin Reish, right? You don't say Reish Ayin. Simen Ayin Reish of Cotton Bays. Ha'idna mitzvah lichtoiv chumshe Torah u'mishnah u'gemara u'pirushen. If you take a look in the Shach and the Taz, there's a big discussion in the Poskim what exactly the Rush meant. Did the Rush mean that today there's no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah at all? Or did the Rush mean that today, in addition to the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, there's also an obligation for a person to write Svarim? But Avada, he didn't mean that there's no obligation at all, Bezmanazat, to write a Sefer Torah. L'maisa t'machlik is to be Yosef and the Drisha, but the Shach and the Taz both seem to say that it would make sense that the mitzvah Bezmanazat is to write a Sefer Torah. It's just in addition, ha'idna, there's also a mitzvah, lichtev chum sheterah, mishnah, gemara, perushem. But avada gevissa doesn't mean that today there's only a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. We've spoken about the Shag Yisariyeh many times. The Shag Yisariyeh that the Michas Chinuch quotes at length in Siman Tov Reish Yud Gimel Mitzvah Tayag, where the Shag Yisariyeh says that, being that the Rambam says, in order to be yoytze the mitzvah to Sefer Torah, you have to write a kosher Sefer Torah. And if there's one detail that's off with the Sefer Torah, not yoytze the mitzvah, and one of the details in the kosher Sefer Torah is you have to get all the chaseiros and the yaseiros right. So you have to know if pasukos is written with a vav or without a vav, etc., etc. And the Gemara says, that bizman hazeh, we're not bikim anymore in chaseiros via yaseiros. So based on that, back of the envelope arithmetic says the Shag Yisariyeh, it's not possible for a person to be mekayim in the mitzvah. So the Shag Yisariyeh wanted to be melamed. He says, let me buy you according to the Poskim that hold that there's anyways no mitzvah today to write a Sefer Torah. But even if there is a mitzvah, I don't think you're going to get it right. What are the chances you're going to get it right? I mean, that statistically speaking, you're probably not getting it right anyways. There's no point. So there's no mitzvah, there's man hazeh, for a person to write a Sefer Torah. Minchas Chinuch has a major problem with that. Really, Shag Yisariyeh, today we don't know the chseres v'yaseres. He's not comfortable with that. He says, number one, you have a whole sugi in Shas. Yeshem lemikro, yeshem lemesoyres. You see that Amoyram would be key in the chseres v'yaseres. So if they were bekiyim, why should we assume that it was forgotten after that? He says, V'oid, freaked the Minchas Chinuch. Tfillin, Mezuzahs, also you have to know chaseris v'yaseris. The Taitafa is Mali chasis. He's going to tell me that what? We're not the kind mitzvahs filling mezuzahs either. It doesn't make sense. What did the Gemara mean in Kedushin, the Aflamad Amalaf, and then chaseris v'yaseris that don't impact the halacha? Those chaseris v'yaseris are not ma'akiv in the kashrus of the Sefer Torah. That's not the chaseris v'yaseris that the Rambam said that if you missed out one or added another, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. So it's poshy to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah bizman. Another ha'ar that we spoke about in the end of Masechtas Bava Basra, and it's a Teres Chaim right here on this Gemara. So if we spoke about it when we were learning Perek Yishnoichlin, I think we should talk about it when it's right here. Yeah, I know, it sort of goes against the grain of what we do. It's not hashtag what we do, but it's probably worth an honorable mention at the very least. So the Teres Chaim says right here, that what's the makar to the mitzvah of Ksiva Seva Torah? Va'ata kisvu lochem, says the Teres Chaim, al chiddush gadol. He says, Lachem, does that word sound familiar? Yeah, it makes a lot of tumult when you learn the third parak in the Masechta Sukkah. Parak Lulav HaGazel, Lekachtam Lachem B'yem Erishan. And what do we learn from there? That you could only be Yoytza Dalad Minin, the first day of Sukkis, with a Dalad Minin that belongs to you. But if you have a Lulav HaGazel or a Lulav HaShaul, if it's not Lachem, if you are not the owner of the Dalad Minin, you can't be Yoytza, the mitzvah of Lekachtam Lachem. Says the Teres Chaim, the same would be true regarding Sefer Torah. In order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, you'd have to own the Sefer Torah. But if it's not Lachem, you can't be Yoytza. Says the Teres Chaim, I've seen Gzirim, they write Sefer Torah, and the menad of it, they do a beautiful thing. They give it to their favorite charity, they give it to their favorite Beis Medrash, they give it to their local shul. It's very nice on the one hand, but they're not being Mekayim the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is Va'ata Kisvu Lachem, it has to be Lachem. So he says the Teres Chaim, you're going to tell me, what Shaychis? What are you talking about? The mitzvah is write it. When I wrote it, it was Lachem. Who cares what I do afterwards? Says the Teres Chaim, it's Nisht Emes, because the Rambam says that if somebody would lose a Sefer Torah, he would have to write a new Sefer Torah. What do you have to write a new Sefer Torah? There's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. It's a one-time mitzvah. I did it. Now that I lost it, who cares? Vaistais, the mitzvah is not just to write it. The mitzvah is to write it and to keep it and to maintain it. And it's for that reason, says the Torah, is chayim tu chedushin. Number one, the mitzvah is not just writing it. The mitzvah is having it. And number two, if the mitzvah is having it, it has to be lochem. Vata kisul lochem. So if you're going to be menad of it, even to a beis medrash, to a beis akness, it doesn't matter. You're not going to be yoytze. We spoke at the Mechaz Chinuch's kasha. Mechaz Chinuch says that we know you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah unless one or two criteria are met. Tosfos says there's a third. Lisa, Isha, Lil my Torah. Tosfos says Pidyon Shvuim. Tosfos above a basket of chesed and beis. But those are the only exceptions to the rules. The only times that you're allowed to ever sell a Sefer Torah. Faith in Mechaz Chinuch, it sounds like if a person has one Sefer, how many Sefer Torah do you have? You have one Sefer Torah, Lil my Torah, Valisa Isha, very important mitzvahs, sell your Sefer Torah. According to the Teres Chaim, when you sell your Sefer Torah, you're being mevatel a mitzvah, mikanu lahaba. Mechaz Chinuch says you don't find anywhere that the Chachamim would tell you to be mevatel a mitzvah. It's a bitch like if you already did the mitzvah when you wrote it. The mitzvah's done, it's bygones. Now it's just a beautiful thing that you have. You have a Sefer Torah, you could learn from it, it's wonderful. So, Lil my Torah, at least you should sell that Sefer Torah. But if you're telling me that you need the Sefer Torah in order to be Mekayim a mitzvah, are you going to tell me on Sukkot sell your Dalad Minim so you should be able to learn Torah? It doesn't make sense. You're not going to tell a person to go be a Dayim and be Mevatel a mitzvah's Esedei Raisa. Either way, so that's also something that we've spoken about. But Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, and I spoke earlier today with Harav HaGoyen, Harav Yaakov Bienenfeld, Sheyichi Elom Toivim Varuchim. He told me a whole chabura, a whole arichos regarding the mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah. So unfortunately, I didn't have time to really sit down and go through all the Maram HaKoymis with the Shagasariyeh and a Mechaz Chinuch and Maram Shik, a beautiful arichos regarding the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. But just one har that he told me that's definitely worth mentioning. And that is, we just learned the Gemara. Rava said, Afal Pishe Nicholai Avoisav La'adam Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Lichtav Mishalai. And even though a person inherited a Sefer Torah from his father, still there's a mitzvah for him to go ahead and write the Sefer Torah. What do you see from there? The mitzvah is not just to have a Sefer Torah. The mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah. Kasha is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos, Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Gida, Amar Rav, Lekech Sefer Torah Menashok. If somebody buys a Sefer Torah Menashok, Kechoteif Mitzvah Menashok. It's as if he chapped a Mitzvah Menashok. Funny lashon. If somebody buys a Sefer Torah, so we're talking about writing a Sefer Torah, that's Muhudar. Inheriting a Sefer Torah, we just learned the Gemara. That's not good. That is the Gemara over here. Sanhedrin Chafala from the base. Says the Gemara, what if somebody buys a Sefer Torah? It's Kechaytev Mitzvah Menashok. Talk to Eligarashi. What does it mean, Kechaytev Mitzvah? Mitzvah Ava. He did the Mitzvah. Avali Kosev, if he would write it, have a mitzvah Yisera Tvei. It would be a bigger mitzvah. But if somebody buys a Sefer Torah, he gets the mitzvah. So the kasha that the Achreinim ask is, what's the difference between inheriting a Sefer Torah and buying a Sefer Torah? If you inherit a Sefer Torah, you're not making the mitzvah. But if you buy a Sefer Torah, it's kechoites mitzvah menashuk. But despite the fact that it's kechoites mitzvah menashuk, says Rashi, what that means is that you're making the mitzvah. So why, if you buy it, are you making the mitzvah? Yet if you inherit it, you're not making the mitzvah. So he told me that some achrenim say that the chiluk is very simple. When you inherit a sefer Torah, you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. Yerusha is bimemela. When you buy a sefer Torah, you did a maisa. So even though you didn't write it, but at least you bought it. And the maisa lekicha, the maisa kinyan that you did, in and of itself is a maisa. So maybe it's enough that you do a maisa. The Michas Chinuch brings in a mitzvah tafreish of gimel. He dismisses it. He doesn't agree with it. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to him. But that's the kasha. The kasha is, what's the difference between buying a sefer Torah and inheriting a sefer Torah? So he showed me a beautiful Maram Malkim, the Maram Shik, and it's behektim. The Ramah brings this halacha. The Ramah says, Avolokhoi, if somebody buys a Sefer Torah, for like Higia by Davar, and he didn't edit the Sefer Torah at all, Havi kechaitef mitzvah menashok, as if he was chaitef mitzvah menashok, the eino yoitze bezeh, and he's not yoitze. So if somebody buys a Sefer Torah, listen to the Ramah, he's kechaitef mitzvah, the eino yoitze bezeh. Freaktiv gra in bir hagra, the eino yoitze. Ramos connected Rashi. Rashi said, what does it mean, kachayt of mitzvah? Mitzvah avad. He did do the mitzvah. So how could the Ramah, it's the short Torah, b'shem the Ribah. But the point is, how could you go connected to Rashi? So says the Vilna Goyen, that it's connected Rashi. V'divrei Rashi, ikr, says the Vilna Goyen, not like the Ramah. That avad, if somebody would buy a Sefer Torah, he would be yoytze the mitzvah. It's kachayt of mitzvah v'nashok, which although it sounds like he didn't do a good thing, Rashi says, no, mitzvah ka'avid. You are mekayim the mitzvah. So the Ramah is a pella. How do you understand Pshat in this Ramah? Says the Ramshik, something beautiful. Says the Ramshik, let's be medayik to Gemara, in Menachis, Staf Laman Amin Aleph. The Lashon HaGemara is, halikeach sefer Torah min ashok. Why does it say halikeach sefer Torah min ashok? You bought it from the shok. And what if you would buy it from your friend or your neighbor? It's mashma only when you buy it min ashok, you mekayim the mitzvah. But if you buy it from an ordinary person, maybe it wouldn't be good. Says the Ramshik, what should be the svar? The svar is gevaldik. When a person sells something in the shok, you have a svarim store. Judaica Plaza, Zundel Bourbon. So you have a svarim store. In the svarim store, you could sell Sifrei Torah. You could sell stam, you could sell mezuzahs, you could sell anything. The person, the sefer that writes that Sefer Torah. So in his mind, he doesn't know who's going to buy it. Being that he doesn't know who's going to buy it, his kavana probably is that I'm writing it for whoever's going to end up buying it. The person that ends up buying it, hover hadavah lemafreya, yesh breira, that it was written for that person. So it's for that person reason the person could be yotzei. Because as if he commissioned him, it's as if he hired him to go ahead and to write the Sefer Torah on his behalf. Because even though he never made him the shliach at the time that he wrote it, but the person knew that he was writing it for the masses, he had no idea who was going to end up buying it from him. And being that he had no idea who was going to end up buying it from him, Yesh Breira says that, Huvra Adavel Mafreya, that this is the person that he wrote. But if you go to your neighbor who wrote his own Sefer Torah, and he wrote it for himself, not as a shliach for you, and now you want to buy it from him, that you can't do. Because that person, when he wrote it, didn't write it for you, and Chinami, that's going to be no different than Yerusha. So the kash was, what's the difference between our Gemara, Sanhedrin Chafal from the base, and the Gemara, Masechtes Menachas Daf Lamed Amud Aleph? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Chafal from the base said that if somebody yarshes a Sefer Torah, it's not good. But the Gemara said in Menachas Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that if somebody buys a Sefer Torah, it's Kechaitav Mitzvah, which actually says means you are Mekai in the Mitzvah. You know what the Chilik is? When you yarshed, it was written for your father. It wasn't written for you. It's very nice. It's your father. It's a very close relative. But it wasn't written for you. And you have a mitzvah, Atakis Fulachem. You yourself have to write your own Sefer Torah. But if you buy a Sefer Torah min Ashok, being that the person wrote it at the Hachifur, whoever's going to end up buying it, and yesh breira, so when you buy it, Hufrer, Hadover, Lemafreya, that it was really written for you, it's as if the Sefer was your Shliach. It's your Shliach. He wrote it for you. He wrote it for you. There's no issue. When the Ramah says, Halikeach Sefer Torah, it's not good. The Eina Yoitzim is it's talking about when somebody wrote a Sefer Torah for himself. You went now and you bought it from him. Eina Yoitzim is it. That you can't be Yoitzim with. I, the Gemara Menachas, fake the Vilna Goyen. Isn't it a Kenegat Gemara? No. Because the Gemara is talking about where you were Halikeach Sefer Torah min Ashok. You didn't buy it from your neighbor who's trying to raise funds so Nebuchadnezzar's liquidating an asset so that he can go ahead and marry off his child, Lisa Isha. No, that's not who you're buying it from. You're buying it from a Meiches Svarim. Oh, you're buying it from a Meiches Svarim. That person wrote it stam. Adaita the Hachi for whoever's going to end up buying it. That's Kalekech Sefer Torah Ashok. Because of the Sugi of Yesh Breira, it's in that case, it's going to work. Either way, we're just getting rolling. Amar Mazutra, the Itema Marukvar. Mazutra said, in the name of Marukvar, Betchilo. And if you've never seen this Gemara, you may be a little taken aback. So, buyer beware. Amar Mazutra, the Itema Marukvar. Betchilo, the Torah of Yisrael, Bixab Ivri. Originally, when the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, Har Sinai, it was given B'Ksav Ivri. The Ksav, the alphabet that the Sefer Torah was written in, was Ksav Ivri. For Lashon HaKodesh. And the language was Lashon HaKodesh. Chazav and Nitlehem, another Torah was given to Klal Yisrael again. B'mei Ezra, in the times of Ezra. B'Ksav Ashuris, that's the Ksav that our Sefer Torah are written in. For Lashon Arami, and the language that the Torah was written in, was Lashon Arami. So imagine the Sefer Torah would be written in Lashon HaKodesh, but the words would be English. So it wouldn't say Bereshis Bara Lakim. It would say in the beginning God created. But in, using the Hebrew alphabet. So Aleph and the Nun for in as opposed to I-N. So originally the Ksav was Ivri and the language was Lashon Kodesh. So if you read it, what you read was Bereshis Bara Elikim Es HaShemayim Es HaAretz. But it wasn't Beis Resh Aleph Shin Yud Saf. It was written in Ksav Ivri. And then the Torah was given again. It was given a second time B'mei Ezra. And B'mei Ezra, it was given B'Ksav Ashuris, Beis, Resh, Aleph, Shin, Yud, Saf. But the language, I can't speak it, was Lashon Arami. Birulam Yisrael and Klal Yisrael decided that they're going to pick and choose. They chose Ksav Ashuris, that was the Ksav of Ezra, the Lashon HaKodesh, and they chose Lashon HaKodesh. They nichu l'hidyoitois, and they left for the hidyoitois Ksav Ivris, the Lashon Arami. So the Yidden took Ksav Ashuris, Ezra's Ksav, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Lashon, and they left for the Hidyoites, Ksav Ivris, which was Moshe Rabbeinu's Ksav, for Lashon Arami, Ezra's Lashon. Man, Hidyoites, who are the Hidyoites? Amar Rav Chisda Kutoy. These are the Kutins, the Kuthians, also known as the Samaritans. My Ksav Ivris, what exactly is Ksav Ivris? Amar Rav Chisda said, Ksav Liboino. Ay, Rashi, exactly what Ksav Liboino is. Either way, when you read this Gemara at first glance, it seems very clear that what the Gemara is saying is that if you would have seen Moshe Rabbeinu Sefer Torah, the first Sefer Torah that the Yidden had. As a matter of fact, the Sefer Torah the Yidden had in the Midbar, the Sefer Torah that they had in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, Vayhibi Mei Shvaita Shoiftim, David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, Bayis Rishon, Golus Bavel, you would not be able to read it. It was written by Ksav Ivri. Ksav Ivri to you would look like Chinese. It was written by Ksav Ivri. It was only Bimei Ezra that the Torah was given B'Ksav Ashuris, Ubir Lehem L'Yisrael K'Sav Ashuris. But until then, it wasn't written yet B'Ksav Ashuris. Stating that, this was Amayroim, Marzutra, some say Marukva, but the Gemara now is going to bring a brisa of three opinions regarding this. Tanya, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi said, Roy Hoy Ezra, Shetinos in Torah, Yad L'Yisrael. Ezra was so great that really he was of the caliber that he could have gone up to Sinai. It could have been Ezra Kibbutz Torah Sinai. That's how great Ezra Sefer was. Narvas, El Mali called me Moshe. Moshe preempted him. How do I know that? But Moshe, I mean by Moshe, they know it says, Moshe Ola El Elikit. But Ezra, who I mer, who Ezra Ola Mibavel. Ma, Leah Amurkan, Teira. Just like by Moshe, when it says that he was Ola Elikim, it meant he went to be Mekabal Teira. Afa, Leah Amal Alon, so too by Ezra means Teira. But Moshe, I mer, by Moshe, it says, Vaisi Siv Hashem Beisa, he lamed as Chukim Mishpat. Hashem commanded me to teach you, Klal Yisro Chukim Mishpat. But Ezra, who I mer, ki Ezra Hechin, Levavi, Lidrish, Teira, Hashem Alikov, he also was told to teach chukum u'mishpatim. So says Rabbi Yosi, Ezra was so great that ru'uya Torah li noten al yedei Ezra il mole kod me Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu not chapped him. Even though the Torah wasn't given al yedei Ezra, neshtan al yodai, the Torah was tweaked. It was changed al yedei Ezra. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, and the Gemara is going to quote now three psukim. The first is in Ezra Perek Dalet. We just said that Ezra gave the Torah in Lashon Arami. A lot of Sefer Ezra is really written in Lashon Arami. And the pasuk over there says, you need nekudos, trust me. Uksav hanishtavon, kasuv aramis, umeturgim in aramis. Fixiv, and the pasuk also says, "V'lo kahalin k'sova le'mikre u'fishrei lahida l'malka." Fixiv, and that one thankfully is written in the lashon hakodesh. V'kasev es mishnah hatayra hazois. That's the pasuk that got us into this whole sugya. That was the pasuk that in the previous gemara we learned that the melech had two sifrei Torah, mishnah Torah. Here, mishnah Torah teaches me k'sav haruya l'shtanis, not miloshin a second sefer Torah, but miloshin chinoy lama. That it was a ksav haruya l'shtanis, and then Rabbi Yosef concluded, "Lama nikashma ashuris? Why was the ksav called ksav ashuris? Sh'ol imam me'asher, because it came from them with ashes." Rabbi Yosef said that even though the Torah wasn't given al-Yedei Ezra, despite the fact it could have, would have, and should have, it could have technically, but it wasn't. But nishtana Torah al-Yaday. Where was it nishtana al-Yaday? The ksav. The ksav was nishtana. Because until Ezra, we had ksav ivri. From Ezra on, we had ksav ashuris. How does he know it? He based it on three psukim. The first pasuk refers to the ksav hanishtavad. That's a ksav that changed. So you see, there was a new ksav floating in the times of Ezra. The second one is loy kalin ksav le mikra upish le dal makul. We'll get back to that in a second. And the third is v'kosav es mishnah ha-Torah hazois. There's already a remez in the Torah. It remes in Sefer Dvarim that the ksav would be real ishtanis, and that's what it means when the Torah refers to the ksav of the Torah as being Mishnei HaTorah, ksav haro'i l'ishtanis. So what's that middle pasuk, and what's the rest of the story? The middle pasuk took place at the end of the 70th year from when Bavel took reign over the world. We know that there was a nevuah that the Babylonians, Nebuchadnezzar and his army, would destroy the first place of Mikdash. And there was a Nevuah, Yirmiyahu had said the Nevuah, Yeshaya HaNavi, 100 years earlier, had said the Nevuah as well, that the Golus would last for 70 years. But the truth is that there was a lot of confusion about the 70 years. The Gemara discusses it in Masechet Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis. The Gemara says even Daniel made a mistake, even he didn't know how to cheshbon the real 70 years. But the truth is that there were three sets of 70 years that played itself out. Number one, Bavel was going to be king for 70 years. They were going to rule the world. They were Shmoylech Bekipa for a 70-year period. Number two, the Yidden were going to be in Bavel for a period of 70 years. And number three, the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed until 18 years after the first Yidden went to Bavel. The Beis HaMikdash itself would be Chared. It'd be in a state of Shemema for a number of 70 years. So it's at the end of the 70 years from when Bavel became king. Nebuchadnezzar was the first king. He was king for 45 years. His son's name was Evel Merodach. Evel Merodach was king for 23 years. 45 plus 23 is 68. His son was Belshazzar. Belshazzar was king for 2 years. At the end of the 2 years, Belshazzar knew that the Yidden was supposed to be in Gaulus for 70 years. After 70 years, the redemption was supposed to come. But the 70 years came and went, and there was no redemption. So in his mind, it was all over. Belshazzar decided that he's going to celebrate. He's going to make a big party. And the party was that he takes out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, takes out the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. They had it. They took it with them when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, just like Titus did, as the Arch of Titus. At the end of Churban Bayis Sheni, Nebuchadnezzar did it at the end of Churban Bayis Rishon as well. So they bring all the kelim with them, and Belshazzar takes it out, and he makes this huge celebration, this huge party. They're going to celebrate the fact that the Yidden are not going to be redeemed. While they're sitting at the party, they hear noises. They hear footsteps. They hear horses and cavalry coming from the distance. And Belshazzar starts tumbling. What is this? What's going on? And they see that the enemy is coming. The enemy was a joint venture between the Persians and the Medes, north and southern Iran. They were coming together. Koresh, who was the Melech of Paras, Daryavesh, who was the king of Madai, and they were going to come together, and they wanted to try to overthrow the king. Belshazzar gets nervous. What is this? What does this mean? Is there going to be a war? And while they're sitting around, they see a hand, miraculously a hand, detached from a figure. It comes down and it starts writing on the wall. But the problem is nobody was able to read it. Nobody knew what the meaning of the writing on the wall was. And they start tumbling and no one knows what's going on. They call Daniel. Daniel was a young, wise advisor to the king. And they bring in Daniel. None of my men, none of my henchmen have any idea what the writing on the wall says. Maybe you can help us. And Daniel says, I'm going to tell you exactly what it says. It's Hebrew lettering. It says, Mene, Mene, Tekal, Ufarsin. Mene,
Minei, four words. The Kalu Farsim. And the Gemara later is going to say that what he was meant was, the interpretation was, is that Hashem counted your years, your days, your time. He weighed your schusim and your averes. The long and short of it, Bal Shetzer, is you're going up in a blaze of glory. It's all over. That the Persians and the Medes, they're going to take over the kingdom. You made a mistake with your 70 years. You don't have a... The bottom line is, it's all over. This is going to be the end. And Kachava, it was the writing on the wall. And that was the end of Bal Shetzer. Said Rabbi Yossi, why was Daniel able to read the Lashon Kodesh when nobody else was able to read the Lashon Kodesh? There wasn't one person over there who had a Rebbe in Cheder with an Aleph Bina that taught him Kometz Aleph. Nobody knew it. The only person that knew it was Daniel. The Teretz says, because up until that time, they didn't have Ksav Ashuris. They didn't have the alphabet that we have. You know what they had? They had Ksav Ivri. So yeah, there was an Aleph Bina, but it was a different Aleph Bina. They knew how to read Ksav Ivri. No one knew how to read Ksav Ashuris. But Daniel was a Novi. He was a Chayza. He knew Baruch HaKodesh, what's going on. He was able to read. He was the only person, and it was from that point forward, right around that time, that's when Ezra goes up, and that's when Ksav Ashuris becomes real. Those Yidden that lived in Ashur and in Babel at that time were the first ones to adopt it. That's why it was called Ksav Ashuris, because it came from Ashur. Very difficult to take in. We'll see soon what the Rishonim say about this. But that's the simple reading of the Gemara. So said Rav Yosi, that Ruya Hoysa Torah Shetinasa Aydei Ezra. And even though it wasn't given Aydei Ezra, Nishtan Al Yodai HaKsav. The Ksav was changed. It was tweaked Aydei Ezra. Because up until that point, it was Ksav Ivri. But from here to forward, it was going to be Ksav Ashuris. Where does it come from? He has three psukim. He has a pasuk Ksav HaNishtavon, the Ksav that changed. He has this whole story with Daniel. That's sad in the mice with Daniel. Said Rabbi, this is Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, right? Say the Reilo. This is Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta. So he's telling you the history. He's the Marada Astra when it comes to the rest of the story. This is what happened. That's why nobody was able to read it. And by the way, it's Merumas in the Pasuk, Mishnei HaTorah, the same Pasuk that some think is the Makar that the Melech had to have two Sifrei Torah. This is not. That's not what it means. Mishnah doesn't mean two Sifrei Torah. It means that it's a Ksav Hasuya Lishtanis. Tanya, but the Gemara says is another Bryce. Rebbe Yemi Rebbe says, no. Betchila B'Ksav Zed in the Torah Yisrael. Ksav Ashuris was the original Ksav. When Moshe was Kibbol Torah Misinai, he took down the Sefer Torah. It was written B'Ksav Ashuris. Narkiv, Anshachatu, being the Klal Yisrael sinned, they were no longer worthy of having Ksav Ashuris. So Nepach Lehem L'Royetz. Hashem took it away. Rashi says the word Royetz is from the Lashon Tiratz Oyev that you say in Ozzy Asher. Took it away from them. They forgot it. Kivan Shechazru Behem, when the Yidin, the Tshuva, Hechziru Lehem, it was given back to them. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, it's the Pasuk in Zecharia, Shuva L'Bitzar, Nasiria Atikva, Gam Hayoim, Magid Mishnah, Ashuv Lach, says the Gemara, Lama Nikashma Ashuris. Why was it called Ksav Ashuris? Rav Yosi said it was called Ksav Ashuris because it had its origins in Ashur, in Assyria. But according to Rabbi, why was it called Ksav Ashuris? Shemu Usheris B'Ksav, because it's a beautiful Ksav. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Emi Mishum Rav Elazar ben Prata, a third Shita. Shalma Mishum Rav Elazar, Amida Ksav Zalei Nishtana Kolikar. This Ksav Ashuris is the Ksav we had from the beginning, and it's the Ksav that we've always had. Meaning, he argued Sai with Rabbi Yossi and Sai Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi said it's not the original Ksav. The original Ksav was Ksav Ivri. I disagree, says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Of course this was the original Ksav. Rebbe said that it was the original Ksav, but we lost it for an interim period. No. This Ksav was Loi Nishtana Kolikar. How do I know that, Shenema? Because it says, regarding the Vavim that were in the Mishkan, that referred to as Vavei HaAmudim. Why were they called Vavei HaAmudim? Because they were shaped like a Vav. But Ma Amudim Le'Nishtanu, just like the Amudim, are Chai V'Kayam, forever, Av Vavim, so too the Vav, as being representative of the Chaf Beis Oisiyos of the Sefer Torah, Le'Nishtanu, were never changed. V'Omer, another Raya, the Pasuk says, V'Alihudin K'chsam V'chil Shoinam, and Ma L'Shoinam Le'Nishtanu, just like we always had Lashon Kodesh, because everyone agrees that the Torah was given by Lashon Kodesh, Av K'sav Le'Nishtanu, so to the K'sav was Le'Nishtanu. Ela Mani Mekaymes Mishnah Torah Asayis. What does it mean, Mishnah Torah Asayis, if it was never Nishtanu? According to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi, the K'sav was Nishtanu. But according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the K'sav was never Nishtanu. So why does it say Mishnah Torah, L'Shnei Torahis, Achas She'yotze V'Nechneses Imoy, V'Achas She'munach It means the Melech's two Sifrei Torah. The one that he went out with, he used to tie on him like an amulet. Says the Gemara, parenthetically, the Idoch, the other man, the Amar, Hai Shivisi Maidarishbe. The man that says the Sif Melech did not have two Sifrei Torah. He didn't have the special Sifrei Torah that he carried with him wherever he went. So what then does Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samet mean? When somebody davens, he has to think, he has to have kavana, as if the Shechina is in front of him, Sheneva Shevisa Hashem L'Negdi Samet, right? Reb Chaim and Sefer, that even if Kavana B'Tfilah is not ma'akiv, but the Kavana that you're standing, Lifnei HaMelech, that is ma'akiv. Either way, says the Gemara, the Reb Shimon, the Omar, Ksav Le'Loy Nishtano, according to Reb Shimon, the Lost, who was the third sheet, who said the Torah was given B'Ksav Ashuris, and it's always been, Vavei Amudim, it's like the Amudim. The Vav is like the Amudim of Loy Nishtano is also Loy Nishtano. My, what's Pshat? In the Maisa with Daniel, when it says Loi Kolin Ksav LaMikra, nobody was able to read it. Why was nobody able to read it? Meaning, Rabbi Yossi had a great story. The reason no one was able to read the writing on the wall is because nobody knew Ksav Ashuris. Only Daniel knew Ksav Ashuris. But if you're telling me now that we've always had this Ksav, then what's Pshat? Then nobody was able to read the writing on the world. Oh my, Rav said Begematria Ichtiv. It was written Begematria. Rashi says it doesn't mean Gematria like you usually think of Gematria, but it was written coded at Bash. Exactly. You flip the Aleph and the Tav and the Beis and the Shin. So if you decoded it, you got to Mene Tekalu Farsin. Meaning, had it said Mene Tekalu Farsin, everybody would have been able to read it. But it didn't say that. It was written in some scrambled way, and therefore nobody knew how to make the calculation of Atbash, with the exception of Daniel. What did it say? Ichtav Lohoin, Yetas, Yetas, Adach Pukhamat. Which basically it means, my parishlu. What he told him was, Menei Menei Tekalu Parsin. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? What's the definition of Menei Menei Tekalu Parsin? Menei Menei Alekom Malchusech, Kadosh Baruch Hu counted your Malchus, Vehishlamtoloch, and he said, it's done, it's over. Your 70 years are finished. Tekakel Tekilta B'maznaya, Neden Tekal, he weighed your mitzvahs, and your Averis, Vishtakhas, Chaser, Parson, Priestess, Malchusas. And you realize that we're going to have to Ufarsin, we're going to have to hack up your Malchus. It's time for you to be done with the Yehivus, and we're going to give it Lamada Yupar. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Mamtus Ninkifi Alrun. Meaning, it said Menei Menei Tekaru Farsin, but it said it in a jumbled way. So it was all scrambled. And it's for that reason that he just had on, meaning it wasn't Atbash. Atbash was very neat. It was Menei Menei Tekaru Farsin, but Atbash. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Anam, Anam, Lakas, Nisrafu. Rav Ashi Amar, Nema, Nema, Katalu, Forsin. Basically, you have to flip the first two letters of each word. But whatever exactly the methodology is, you get the point. But this Gemara is a pal. You have a Gemara over here. We have one Tana Rabbi Yossi, and you have Marzutra, and some say Marukva, that the Torah originally wasn't given B'Ksav Ashuris. So if you would have seen the Torah once upon a time, you would have you wouldn't be able to read it. Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah was given B'Ksav Ivri. It's a Pella for so many reasons. Number one, it's a Pella. We're all familiar with the Tagin that the Sefer Torah has. The Tagin are unique to the letters. It's unique to the B'Ksav Ashuris. There's no Tagin on B'Ksav Ivri. Number two, we know there's an idea of Eile HaMitzvah. Oh, one second. We know there's an idea of a Navi is not Rashoy Mechadish Dover. A Navi can't be Mechadish anything. So if a Navi can't be Mechadish anything, he's Mechadish the Ksav. Ezra, he could be as great as Moshe. It doesn't matter. He's still not let it be Mechadish anything. Mordis Kasha. Mem v'samach shebeluchos benes hayoimnim. Right, the Gemara says the end of Mem and the Samach in the Luchos were benes. Right, because you had the middle of the Mem and the Samach, and they were floating in midair. So Benes Hayoyim. Now, if you look at Ksav Ivri, the Mem and the Samach wouldn't be Benes. You know which letter would be Benes Say the Rishonim? The Ayin would be Benes. But it's not the Mem and the Samach. So you see clearly that there was a Mem and a Samach back in the day. Because you see that Beluchah is Benes Hayoyim. And besides, from the Hashkafa standpoint, this just seems very difficult to take in, to consume. This is a big pill to swallow. So how do you understand this idea that the Torah was not given B'Ksav Ashuris? Say the Rishonim. The Ritva in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Beis, and the Ritvaz and the Tshuva, they say that Avada, when the Torah was given originally, the Torah was given B'Ksav Ashuris. But K'sav Ashuris was Mu'usher Shebiksavim. It was so Choshev, it was so Dehoibin, that the Yidden felt, Moshe Rabbeinu felt, that it wasn't maybe something that all the Yidden, it wasn't for public consumption. So what they did was, the Luchais had it, because that was Michtav Elikim, but
in the Sifrei Torah, Moshe didn't want to write the Sifrei Torah. He wanted instead to write it B'Ksav Ivri. It was a decision that he made. He felt that let's keep it holy. It should be Kodesh HaKadoshim. It should be with the Luchas. But it shouldn't be anywhere else. So he kept it separate. So Avada Ezra wasn't Mechadish T'Ksav later. It's something he wouldn't have been able to do. And Avada Men V'Samach Shebeluchas B'Nesayomdim. Because as far as the Luchas go, it was certainly there. The question, however, was in terms of the regular Sifrei Torah, that's something they felt should be better B'Ksav Ivri. Later it was changed. Ezra felt, Fakert, let's change it in Ksed to Ksav Ashuris. But to say that there was no Ksav Ashuris at all, Avadanat, and that's the Gemara, remember, Samash HaBaluchas B'Nes HaYoyim, again, there's a very Shveres Sugya, it's not an easy Gemara to understand, but the Rishayim already are bothered with, there's a Tshuva from the Radvaz, where he has an Arichos Gedoyla, talking to a Shoyal, trying to explain this Gemara, regardless of fascinating Gemara. Just one sidebar as it relates to this Gemara is that the Gemara says that Biru Lahem Yisrael Ksav Ashuris V'Loshen HaKodesh, but the Hedyotos Uman Hedyotos Kutoi, they were Mevara for themselves Ksav Ivris and Loshen Arami. So again, who are the Kuthians? Who are the Kutim? So the Kutim were from a country called Kuta. Kuta was in Iraq, in that area, somewhere in the Middle East. And when the Aseres HaShvatim were taken into Golos, so the king of Asher, who took them into Golos, didn't want that there should be such a large vacant piece of property that the majority of Eretz Yisrael should be fallow. It's not good. It's not smart. So he imported people from different parts of the world. Many of them were from Kuta. They were the most prominent of the group. And thus, all the Yidden that came from that group were known as the Kutim. Now, the Kutim reemerged many, many times. Many times throughout the Teresh of Iksav. They're mentioned in Sefer Ezra and the Teresh of Ba'peh. Josephus talks a lot about them. So this Kutim come up a lot. Of course, the sugi is Geri Emes, Geri Arois, but it's a whole, I'm sorry for a whole different, again, Ein Kama Kami L'Harach. But just one thing that's worth mentioning, and that is that the Kutim, you may not know this, unbeknownst, had their own Beis HaMikdash. And their Beis HaMikdash wasn't on the Har Meiriyah, it was on Har Grizim. The Kutim set up shop on Har Grizim. It's a Gemara Masechtas, Yumad Af Samech Tesam and Aleph. Some say that when Alexander the Great, this basis to it in the Gemara, came to Israel the first time, he went to Har Grizim, and he went to the Kutim, and the Kutim told Alexander the Great to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. There's so much Torah that the Kutim had a personal agenda, vendetta, connected the Beis HaMikdash. Even when Antiochus, times of Hanukkah, was going after the Yidden, Josephus has a letter that the Kutim wrote to Antiochus and his people, yeah, go after the Jews, they're terrible, they're horrible. So the Kutim are always associated with the Beis HaMikdash. Again, that's a whole different thesis. But the Kutim set up shop in Har Grizim. What's interesting is that there's still Kutim today. There are Kutim today that live on Mount Grizim. You go to Har Grizim, it's overlooking Shechem, that's where it is. There are Kutim that live on Har Grizim today. And not only are there Kutim that live on Har Grizim today, but those Kutim, also known as the Samaritans, those Kutim have a Sifrei Torah. They keep a very distorted version of the Torah, and all their Svarim are written B'Ksav Ivri. They still have B'Ksav Ivri. And I'll just tell you something very, very interesting. The Ramban, in his Pirush al Torah and Parshas Nisisa, and the context over there is the Rishonim are discussing the Machzeh Shekel. What exactly was the Shekel? You had to bring a Machzeh Shekel. What was the Machzeh Shekel? It's in parentheses. It's in the Ramban al Torah and Parshas Nisisa. I saw this years ago. Berchani Hashem, says the Ramban, Ad Koish Ezochisi Ubasi La'akoi. Ramban famously made Aliyah. So Ramban says, Baruch Hashem, I arrived at the port of Akko. The Ramban is in Eretz Yisrael. And I met some of the elders of the land. Matpeya, a coin. Kesef, made out of silver. Mefutach, pituchei chosam. And there were engravings on it. Mitzidoya echot kein makel shokin. On the one side, I couldn't make it out exactly, the Ramban says, but it looks to me like an almond branch. Umitzidoya sheni, on the other side of the coin, is kein sluchis. It looks like a jar. There is writing on it, writing that is not legible to me because I don't understand it, but it's written very clearly. I just can't read it. I showed it to the local Samaritans. They were able to read it in an instant. It made perfect sense to them. They said it's Ksav Ivri. And they told me they use it. Says Raman, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara that we just learned, that the Kutim still had the Ksav Ivri. And they read it. You know what it said? Mitzad Echad, it said Shekel Hashkolim. Umitzad Asheni, it said Yerushalayim Akdosha. And they told me that the two pictures that I saw, the almond branch is the Makol Shalaharoin that has on it Shkeidea
uprochel. It's almonds and it's blossoms. V'hatzura hashenis. And the picture on the other side is the jar of the mon. It's the tzinsenes hamon. V'shakal nuoysa, says Rama, we weighed this coin, b'shulchanos, by the money changers, u'mishkole asora kesev. It's sterilinch. The name chatzi ha'ukia she'eskira Rashi zal. It's exactly half of Rashi shekel. Dvarim neflam. He says v'chein ro'isim and amat be'ahu betzura zayim maksiva. He saw half of that. Either way, it corroborates with Rashi's version of exactly what the shekel was. But again, the ksav ivri, the hediotes were mavar, and the Rabban says in his time they were still using ksav ivri. And by the way, nowadays in our times in 2017 there are still kuthim that are living on Har Grizin. They have a Sifrei Torah, and their Sifrei Torah is written b'ksav ivri. Zok the Mishnah right there. More halachas regarding the king. Ein reichman al susai. Now let a ride on the horse of the king. Sounds like a bad idea. Ein yoshman al kisai. An even worse idea. You're not supposed to sit on his kisei. Ein mishtamshin v'sharvitei. Nor should you use his staff. Ein royan oisek shum estapi. Now let us see the king while he was taking a haircut. V'loy kishu arum. V'loy kishu beveis hamerches. Nor when he was in the beis hamerches. And as the pasuk says, same tosim alecho melech. Shetehei masay alecho. And even if he wants to be meichel al kvoidai, we know melech shemachel al kvoidai, ein kvoidai. Machel, a little bit more Tanakh. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, Avishag muteres l'shloim. Avishag hashunamis was allowed to marry Shloim HaMelech, but Vasur l'Adoniyo. She wasn't allowed to marry Adoniyo. Muteres l'shloim, she was allowed to marry Shloim the Melech, because Shloim was a Melech. U'melech mishtamesh b'shavitei shal Melech. And a king is allowed to be mishtamesh with the staff of the Melech, so that Avishag hashunamis is the equivalent of shavitei shal Melech. She's like the staff of the Melech. So Shloim is allowed to marry her. Vasur l'adoniyo, but she's not allowed to marry that doniyo. The head yit, because the doniyo was a head yit, and therefore, you know, Avishag Mai, who exactly was Avishai? Dichsev, it's Pesukim in the beginning of Sefer Melech. My Melech, David Zokim Baba Yom. David Melech was old. Vayomer la'avadov, says Avadim, say, Yevakshu, let's go find for the king a young woman, someone that's going to warm David HaMelech. Dichsev, and the Pasuk says, Vayevakshu Naira Yofa. They found a Naira Yofa, a young, beautiful girl. Bechol Gvul Yisrael, most beautiful girl in all of Eretz Yisrael, and her name was Avishag Ashunamis. Vayavisu oisel melech, and the pasuk continues and says, "Va'anayro yofa ad ma'oid, va'tihila melech seichenes, va'tishar seyo." She served David HaMelech, but HaMelech lo yada. But David HaMelech never married her, and certainly never got involved in any relations together with Avishag Hashunamis. Says the Gemara, Amra, Avishag Hashunamis turns to David HaMelech and says, will you marry me? Amra, Allah, so he told that seriously, I'm not allowed to marry you. Rashi says, because David HaMelech already had 18 wives, and a melech wasn't allowed to have more than 18 wives. Amra Leisa, she told him, Chatsre Leganva Nafshli L'Shlom Anakit. So she told him a cute phrase. She says, you know, when a ganev can't find anyone to steal from, he says, oh, I'm not a ganev anymore, I did tshuva. Yeah, that's because you have nobody to rip off. But the minute he has somebody he can take advantage of, all of a sudden, it's not as I frim anymore. So he says, David HaMelech, I don't think that you're telling me the truth. I think that the reason you don't want to marry me is because you're very old and you really can't be married. But if you were younger, you certainly would have married me. Amar Luhu, so David HaMelech said, Karuli the Batsheva, call Batsheva, David HaMelech's wife. Viksiv, the Pasuk says, Vatovei Batsheva El HaMelech HaChadera, that Batsheva entered the room together with David. Amar Rav Yudah Marat, Ba'usisho, Kincha Batsheva, B'shloish Esrei Mapis. David HaMelech was boiled Batsheva 13 times to show Avishag Hashunamis that really he wasn't too old to get married, and they needed 13 Mapis Batsheva did in order to be Mekaneach after the Bia. So Avishag Hashunamis is not married to David HaMelech, but she's the equivalent of Sharvitai Shel Melech. She's a maid, she's a servant, she's someone that's taking care. She's attending to David HaMelech, and it's for that reason that another Melech, such as Shloima HaMelech, could have used Avishag Hashunamis as well to be Mishoreis him. Because he's a Melech, and a Melech could be Mishtamish B'Sharvitai Shel Melech. But Adoniyo, who was a Ben Melech, he was David HaMelech's son, but he wasn't a Melech himself, he would have no right to be Mishtamish B'Sharvitai Shel Melech. Amar Rav Shemin Bar Abba, Boy Rei Kamakosh and Gerushin. Take a look at how Chomer divorce is. Sorry, David HaMelech Hitiru Lili Yachid. David HaMelech, they allowed him to be Miyachid with Avishag Hashunamis. Now that you know that David wasn't married to Avishag Hashunamis, so the question begs itself, how's he allowed to be in the same room with her? If she's not his wife, how in the world is that okay? The teretz is they felt David HaMelech needed it. But says the Gemara, wouldn't it have made more sense for David HaMelech to divorce one of his wives? So now he'll have 17 wives. So you can marry Avishag rather than need to come on to Yichud. Says Rav Shemin Bar Abba, take a look at how chomer gerushin is. Shari David HaMelech, he tiru loy liyache. They allowed him to be miyache v'lo yitiru loy ligarish, but they didn't allow him to divorce one of his wives. Amar Rabbi Liyaz, kolam agarish, his sister is that anybody who divorces his wife, avilim hazbeach, marilu dvois. Even the mizbeach cries for him. Shenema, because the pasuk says, v'zoi shein es tasu, kasoi zdima es mizbach Hashem, b'chi v'anoko, me'ein oit p'noi salam mincho, v'lo kachas roch tzoin miyetchem. So the pasuk over here is talking about dima of the Mizbeach, right? The tears of the Mizbeach. Fixiv, amarta mama. You want to know why the Mizbeach is crying? Okay, Hashem heyed bein cho bein eshes nurecho, Hashem bogadeto bo. V'chaver techo v'eshes brisecho, because you were begging on this woman, that's your chaverto, she's eshes brisecho, and now you defiled her, you divorced her, you sent her out of the house, that's why the Mizbeach is crying. A man's wife only dies if people want money from the husband and he doesn't have it. If you don't have money to pay, you're going to lose your wife. Somebody that loses his first wife, it's as if he experienced his own personal churban beis hamikdash. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ben adam hinuni lekeach mimchas machma deinecha b'magefa v'lo sispoid v'lo sifka v'lo savoy demascha. The pasuk says that Hashem comes to Yecheskel and he tells Yecheskel, your wife is going to die. Bad besura. Your wife is going to die. But I'm instructing you that in contrast to the way a person ordinarily mourns his relative, by the way, we learned Hilchas Avelis from Yecheskel, because he tells him all the things that he's not allowed to do. So in contrast to all the things that ordinarily an other would do, you cannot do it. The people are going to ask you, what's going on over here? And what you should tell them is that what just happened to me is a microcosm of what's about to happen to the entire nation. Because the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. So Hashem used as a mashal for Churban Beis HaMikdash, Yecheskel's wife dying. Says the Gemara, Kol Adam Shemesa Ishtoi Rishayna, Kilu Chara Beis HaMikdash B'yom. Mashal says in Chedush HaGadlus, right here on this Gemara, what's the connection between Churban Beis HaMikdash and Ishtoi Shel Adam dying? Says the Marsha, just like a person when his first wife dies, cannot get over it. The Gemara is going to say later that it's one thing that there's no replacement for. A person loses his first wife, unfortunately, it's something that's very difficult for him to get, come to terms with. So too, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Marsha says it's thousands of years later, and we're still mourning the Beis HaMikdash. We're still mourning the Beis HaMikdash. Ayat and Avelos Yishon, it doesn't matter. But it's something that's fresh. So just like Ishtar Rishon is something that a person can't come to terms with, this is something that a person can't come to terms with either. Something that came to mind was the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam's Perik Yud Halacha Gimel. It's a beautiful Lashon HaRambam. It's just kedai to read the Rambam. The Rambam's talking about the mitzvah of the Ahavta as Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, says the Rambam, the Ketzadi Ahava Ru'uya. What is the Ahava HaRu'uya that a person's supposed to have? Listen to this. Hu sheye'ev es Hashem Ahava Gedoyla. A person should love Hashem, Ahava Gedoyla, Yisera, Rabba, Aza, Admoit, a lot of adjectives. Achete Navshe Kishura Bahavas Hashem, Venimtsa Shege Batomet. The Rambam creates this unbelievable ideal for the level of Ahavas Hashem that a person is able to achieve. Right? You think of Ahavas Hashem as some abstract madriga. In the Rambam's world, it was very, very real. The Rambam says a person can have this burning love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the point where he's shayga batamin. He thinks about it all the time. Ke'ilu chayle ahav. He's literally sick from love. She'ein daitam penuyim Ahavas Isha. He says, just like you find people that they're in love with a woman, and ein daitam penuya may Ahavas Isha, shehu shayga batamit. He thinks about her all the time. Bein b'shiftei when he's sitting, bein b'kumei when he's standing, bein b'shashu oichel b'shayso when he's eating and when he's drinking. Yes, he said more than that. Says the Rambam, Tia Ahavas Hashem believe oyevo. That's what Ahavas Hashem has to be. Shayga batamit, k'moshet zivanu b'chalavavcha. uvechol nafshecha, uvechol moidecha. Vehusha Shlomo Oimer, that's what Shlomo Melech, when he said, derech moshel ki chaylas ahava ani, vechol shira shirim hu moshel inyinza.
Says the Rambam, do you ever understand shira shirim?
Shira shirim, it's all a moshel. Right, Shlomo and shira shirim is like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, misha shalom shalom. So the moshel that's used to describe a person's ideal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ahavas ish v'isha. That's what Shir HaShirim is. It's all about kicholas ahava ani ish v'isha. You know why? Because that is the mashal. Just like a person can relate to ahavas isha, it's in that same vein that a person has to understand the nimshal. And the nimshal is to appreciate what it means v'ahavtas Hashem lekecha. That a person can really achieve that. So maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. The connection between a person losing his first wife and Churban Beis HaMikdash is because, and I heard this really on Shabbos from Moshe Weinberger, so he spoke about Churban Beis HaMikdash. He says people don't realize exactly what Churban Beis HaMikdash was. We don't have karbanis, you know, we don't have a place that we could do the avodah. It's all true, but really what it was is when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was Shechina. There was a very intense manifestation of Shechina, and that meant there was an ability for a person to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was the ability for a person to have this unbelievable relationship with Him, where you can love Him, you can be afraid of Him, do certain things that you wouldn't do because the Melech is here, you would never do it. Now you're removed. You live in a world of Hester Pana. He says today people will do things because they don't see Hashem. But once upon a time, you could feel it. Hashem was there. There was that real Hashrois Hashchina, certainly in Yerushalayim, and certainly if you got to the Beis HaMikdash, Har Maria, the Harabais, there was this amazing, intense manifestation of Shechina. So really, when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, you know what we lost? We didn't just lose we lost the entire relationship. A relationship of Shir HaShirim, that's what we lost. So there's a connection called Adam Shemesa Ishta Rishayna Kilu Churban Beis HaMikdash B'Yavam. You want to have a muscle, you want to understand what Churban Beis HaMikdash was. Amar Rabbi Eichanan, you want to know Ishtayr Mishifurid Yerushalayim. He understood a little bit. Vasa Gemeit Yerushalayim, Vasa Gemeit Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rabbi Eichanan, you want to appreciate a little bit what Churban Beis HaMikdash was. Called Adam Shemesa Ishta Rishayna Kilu Churban Beis HaMikdash B'Yavam. That relationship that you lose, that connection, that feeling of not being alone, that feeling that a person has when he's married, and he loses his Ishta Rishayna, that was Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's your mashal. Ahavas Isha is the mashal for Ahavas Hashem. Losing your Ishta Rishayna is the mashal for Churban Beis HaMikdash. So kol adam shemesa Ishta Rishayna ki'ilu Churban Beis HaMikdash v'yamav. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, kol adam shemesa Ishta v'yamav ilum chashav alayv. If a person loses his wife during his lifetime, his world becomes dark. Shenema ur chashav ba'olei v'neire olav yuduch. Rabbi Yisrael Rechadin amab psiyotz miskatzroiz. His steps become a little shorter. He loses some of the jump in his step. Shenema Yetzru Tzadei Oinoi. Rebbe Avo, Amar Atzasenei Fellas, he loses his ability to say good advice. Shenema Vatashlicheyu Atzasei. Amar Rabbe Barbe Chanam Rav Yechon. Koshel Lezavkon Kikriyas Yamsim. Stating that, Ishtar Rishayna is so important, it's very difficult for Hashem to put a man and a woman together. How difficult? Kikriyas Yamsim. Shenema Likim Moishev Yechidim Beisa. Moitzi Asirim Bekosharois. That's the Pasuk from where we learn that kosho lezavkon kikriyas yamsa. Afraid the Gemara is that so? Amy. From Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, send the name of Rabbi Abraham Yom Kedim Tzias Avlad. Basko yoytzeis v'ay meres bas ploini leploini. Zach the Gemara lekasha hab is a vigrishin, hab is a vigsheni. Very good. By Yisrishim, by Sheni. Ha bezivig rishin, ha bezivig sheni. So pasha, what does it mean? First marriage. First time to the rodeo. So that's Arbam Yom Kodim Yitzir Savat. Zivik Sheni, that's already going to be different. Now we've spoken at the Meiri, where the Meiri says, what's the difference between Zivik Rishon and Zivik Sheni? Zivik Rishon is before he turns 20 years old. After he turns 20 years old, Hashem says, Tipach Atzamois, Gemarim, Zachtis Kedushin, what's that? Stuff like, yes, over there, after 20 years old, at that point already, maybe it's the kosher is avdin kikriyas yamshit. It's not that bum yom kodim tiras avad. We've spoken out to Eben Ezra. Listen to the shiurei adaf and the sechtes kedushin daf lamin. Where we spoke out the Eben Ezra, where the Eben Ezra says that the only time it's true that abam yoyim koydim yitzirus avlad baskol yoytzis vaymeres is only in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the shaduchim happen ba'ashkocha, but outside of Eretz Yisrael, not either way. Zoch the Gemara vayit amrav shum vanachnin lakol yesh tmura. There's always a tmura, meaning you lose something, you can replace everything. Moshe meis v'Yeshua machnas, right? Even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the same. Moshe was the chama, Yeshua was the levana. But Moshe meis v'Yeshua machnas, but chutz me'eshes ne'urim. Shenema ve'eshes ne'urim kiti mois. A person's wife that he has from a young age, there's no tamura. Masli la Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchok Brei. Eino, no moitzi kares ruach, el miyeshto rishayno. So Rabbi Yehuda was once learning with his son Rabbi Yitzchok. So this is the great Amor Rabbi Yehuda. And he tells his son Rabbi Yitzchok, you should know, ein adam moitzi kares ruach, el miyeshto rishayno. Only from a person's first wife. Shenem, and he had a pasuk for it. Yehi makarcho baruch, usmach me'esha. Simcha comes from your wife. New rech. Amalais, he told him, kigoin, man. You have an example of that perfect woman? Amalik enimcha, like your mother. Frank the Gemara. Is that true? Rabbi Yehuda told his son about his wife, his son's mother, that she is the spitz. H's Naurim. But Machi, the Rabbi Yehuda was once learning with his son, and he came to the following pasuk. It says, Umoitzani mar mimoves eso isha. That the only thing worse than death is a wife. Ashihi mitsudim v'charamim. She's just trappings. V'amaloi. And his son said, Tati, kigoy man. Amalei kigoy nimcha. Like your mother. So the kasha is, which one was it? Was she the H's Naurim? Or she might say any marmi mavis eso isha. So the Gemara says that really she was both, dependent on her mood. No, I'm kidding. Miska. Mistka takifa. Really, she was very strong natured, but ibura ba'abra mi'ila. But at the same time, she was also very. The Ben Yoyada says that really there was all a shvach for her. She was meaning her natural tendency was to be tough, but she worked on herself. So even the Maitzani Mami Mavis was a shvach. He told his son, I want you to appreciate who your mother is. Your mother is someone that when she wakes up in the morning, she's Maitzani Mami Mavis, but she's mechazik herself. Chazak v'yamatz. She strengthens herself. It was all part of the shvach. That's what he said. So of course, he can't read the pasuk of Maitzani Mami Mavis as a isha without speaking out the Ben Yoyada, the Masechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, Amar Aleph, where the Ben Yoyada says, Umoitzani marmi mavis eso isha. The Gemara says in the Sechtes Brachos Daf Chesam and Aleph, but then it says matzah isha matzah toiv. Hakeitzad, right? The Gemara says matzah isha matzah toiv, and then it says Umoitzani marmi mavis eso isha. Which one is this? Says the Ben Yoyada. Vugule defin stafina. I would say my own pshat. He says we know that ish and isha, ish is a man, isha is a woman, are both made up of aleph shin. A man has a yud, a woman has a hey. The gematria of yud is 10. The gematria of hey is 5. Says the Ben Yoyada, it's that way for a reason. The gematria of the man is twice as much as the gematria of a woman. And the reason is because in order to have a healthy marriage, the woman has to perceive her husband as if he's twice as good as her. And even if it's not true, but it doesn't matter. The bottom line is if the marriage is going to work, if there's going to be shalom bias, the bias hazeh, they have to make sure that this is the way it's understood. They have to understand that he's 10 to her 5. That he's twice as much as her. Otherwise, if she feels that she's equal to him, it's not good for Shalom. It's not Mesugal for Shalom Bayis. It's not going to be good. Said the Ben Yoyada, half of a fella. He says that if the woman is Isha, then it's good. She's 5 to his 10, which is Ish. But what if she thinks she's Ha Isha? She's the woman. You're adding 5 to Isha. Hey and hey is 10. Now they're going to be equal. Says the Ben Yoyada, Matzah Isha. If you found that Isha, Matzah Taif. Because if she's Isha, she's hey to your Ish, which is 10. She's half of you. She respects you as if you're more than, even if you're not. You could be a Baklan. It doesn't matter. But if she takes care of you that way, then that's great. Matzah Isha, Matzah Taif. But if it's Maitzani, mi marmi mavis es ho Isha. That's already marmi mavis. Best of grois, tzudis. That's already when it's not going to be good. Either way, a woman is a goylem now. Not the goylem that you think of, but a goylem over here means that she's an unfinished keli because she's a besula. The inner caress is bris. She only gives herself emotionally. So the person that makes the besula into a beula, that's who she's caresses bris for. Shenema, as the pasuk says, ki bayalayach isayach Hashem tzvakos shemoy. Tana, ein ish meis el ishtay. When a man dies, a lot of people mourn, people are disappointed, they're upset, but really the person that feels it the most is his wife. The ein ish meis, when a woman dies, el levayel, ein ish meis el ishtay, shenema v'yomis elimelech ishnami. Elimelech died, yeah, Rachel died, everybody cried. But Yaakov said, Mesa lai Rachel. It affected me more than it affected anybody else. Just one final aura on these Gemaras. So, Ein Isha caresses bris. A woman only gives herself emotionally. To the person that's boil that Bilo Rishayna, that makes her from a Psula to a Ba'ula. It sounds familiar to the Loim de Yeshiva, it's because Tosfos quotes in the Masechtas Ksubas Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara there refers to the first mitzvah, the first Be'ilah, right? The Be'ilah Rishayna, the Leil Chasana, is a Be'ilah's mitzvah. So the Gemara says Tosfos, why is the Be'ilah Rishayna? Yeah, why is the Be'ilah Rishayna referred to as Be'ilah's mitzvah? Kari la Be'ilah's mitzvah, Mishum Dechsev. So Tosfos quotes this Gemara. It says, by Alayach Isayach. Being that a woman gives herself to the man that turns her into a kli, that makes her from a besula to a lula, that performs the bi'ah rishayna, al yedei kach midbakba, she connects herself emotionally, ubayin l'dei period of erivya, and that leads, one thing leads to another, that leads to period of erivya, ulahachi karla the bi'ah rishayna bi'ah mitzvah, because it's the bi'ah rishayna of the woman that leads to the period of Arivia. Because she gives herself to this man, which eventually will result in their being children. So the Bila Rishayna is always called the Bila Smitzvah. You know why it's called the Bila Smitzvah? Ki by Alayach Isayach. It's because of this Gemara. Einisha Kares es Bris Ela Lamisha Isa Isakli. A beautiful Taisis of being Ksubis Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Just one Ara that we spoke at eons ago. And that is Aznaim L'Torah, the Lutzker of. Zalman Saratskin said that why is it that you find that if someone's Bila L'Naira Amurasa, he's chayiv skila. If someone's boiling ordinary eshes ish, he's only chayiv chenek. Really, it's hepech hasvara. It would make more sense for it to be more chamor if somebody is boiled eshes ish, who's full-fledged married, than a naira murasa. Zokta litzkerov ga'ines. He says, because the naira murasa is a naira. She's a besula. Being that she's a besula, when someone goes and he's boiled the Bila Rishayna with this woman, that's, you know what he robbed this man of? He robbed this man of the Bila Smitzvah. He robbed this man of that dveikus that his wife could have had towards him for making her into this keli, for performing the Bila Rishayna. Now this Shagits went and he did it. This person's chayv. Not only is he chayv, he's chayv skila. Someone's boiling ish, this is just another beer. But when someone is boiling ayra murasa and he's oisa oisa kli, what he's doing is he's the one, this person who's not the husband, this is the person that's boiling ayach. Yeah, the churban is much worse. Unbelievable. It's for that reason that the punishment is going to be more chamar, a little more gemara. Ain roya noisai. So the Mishnah mentioned different halachas regarding the king. Tanu rabban, the melech, pasabi b'chayin, the melech. Used to take a haircut every day. Kain Gadol, may Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos. Kain Hedid Echad L'Shoshim, once every 30 days. Melech, Sabi B'chal Yom Hedid, the Melech used to take a haircut every day, Shalem, because the Pasuk says, Melech B'yofyoy Techazenoy Nech, he always had to be looking his handsomest. So every day had to be his best day. So he always had to be perfectly groomed. Kain Gadol, may Erev Shabbos, why did Kain Gadol take a haircut every Erev Shabbos? Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Amar Rav Yechon, Hoyol, Mishmaris Mischachos. Because every Shabbos there was a new Mishmar, right? We know that there was a system of when the Kohanim used to serve, and the Mishmaros used to change every Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos, Kohen Gadol would take a haircut so that he would make a good first impression for the new Mishmar that was coming. Once the Mishmar saw him, he didn't have to shave every day like the king. But the first day, yes, the Kohen Hedid Echel V'Shoshim, how do you know the Kohen Hedid every 30 days? The Chsiv V'Roisham Lo Yigalechu Upera Lo Yishalechu Kosoim Yichsimu Esreshem. So the Kohen Hedid is not allowed to grow his hair too long. V'Roisham Lo Yigalechu Upera Lo Yishalechu V'Yalav Pera Pera Minazer Chsiv Hach, it says Pera Lo Yishalechu V'Chsiv Hasam, and it says by the Nazar Gadol Pera Sa Roishay Emala Halon Shloishim Yoyim Avkan Shloishim. How do you know over there Shloishim Yoyim? Because Tanan, it's a Mishnah. Stam Nazir Shloishim Yoyim. Vasim Yonon, how do you know Stam Nazir Shloishim Yoyim? Amar Rav Master said, Amar Krah, the Pasuk says, Kodesh Yeh, Begamatria Talsin Ava. The word Yeh, the Nazir is supposed to be Kodesh Yeh, Yeh is Begamatria 30. By the way, of course, if you remember Nazir, Dafhei, this is only one of two Pshatim in the Gemara. How do you know that Stam Nazir is Lamed Yoyim? The other Pshat is Barpada. Barpada said it's because it says the word Nazir in the Torah 29 times. How do you get 30? But it says it 29 times. Rashi over there, Mesechtas Nazir quotes, Nazir has zero, has all the different places where it says it. But either way, stam nazir slamid yoim. So the para by the nazir is 30. Because when someone says I read nazir, one of the things he's not allowed to do is cut his hair. How long? 30 days. And it says ferosham lo yigalechu upera lo yishalechu. So what does it mean? You can't let it grow too long. How long? Para is
30 days. Says the Gemara, maybe when it says, it doesn't mean don't let it go 30 days, but maybe what it means is don't let it go at all. Amalei, so he told him as follows. Had it said first, don't let your hair grow, and then it would have said pera. The comment, I would hear the question maybe. But it says first upera and then it says lo yishalechu. So the way we dash in the pasuk is pera lahavi. You can have a chub. Narvash luchet lo yishalechu. It can't be too long. You can't let it grow too much. Every 30 days. Why is it that today there's no such halacha that a kohen hedyin has to take a haircut every 30 days? Melech, so there's no melech. Kohen gadol, there's no kohen gadol. But at least a kohen miyuchis, right? A kohen whose last name is Rappaport. At least a kohen miyuchis. At least him. So why is it, right? So b'zman hazeh, you should have the same halacha. So the Gemara says, dumya diyayin, ma yayin, just like once upon a time there was a halacha that a kohen hedyin wasn't allowed to drink wine, but that is it was only bezman bia who da'aser. It was only at a time when you could at the very least enter the Beis HaMikdash, meaning bezman Beis HaMikdash al yakayim. But shalom bezman bia shari af pri roish. So to the iser to let your hair grow too long, meaning to not take a haircut every 30 days, bezman bia us. It's only us in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But shalom bezman bia. But shalom bezman the Beis HaMikdash shari. Freak the gemara v'yayin shalom bezman bia shari. Is that so pasha? Does everybody hold that you're allowed to drink wine? Shaloi bezman shabes hamikdash kaim. You tell me, you know why there's no iser for kohen hedyin to let his hair grow more than 30 days? Because we're comparing the iser of cutting your hair or letting your hair grow too long to the iser of shtuya yayin. Just like shtuya yayin doesn't apply today because it's not bezman bia, so to that iser doesn't apply bezman as that either. But the Gemara says, "V'tanya we learned to the Brisa, Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi said, Oimer ani ichout kohanim asurim lishtes yayin loy kohanim never allowed to drink wine even today. Avol ma esa, I would love to say that, but shetakonosoi." Kilkilasa, meaning really, I'd love to say that a kohen can't drink wine today, but I can't say that a kohen can't drink wine today because there's no Beis HaMikdash today. So, takonosa kilkalta, the takona, the redeeming factor for the kohen hedyin is the kilkala. It's churban Beis HaMikdash. V'omer Abaye and Abaye commented, command shasikani chamro ha'idno. According to whom is it that kohanim today drink wine? Ki Rebbe. It's like Rebbe. Michlal, what do you see from there? The Rabbanan Asri, that according to Rabbanan kohanim, are not allowed to drink wine bezman hazeh. So if a kohen is not allowed to drink wine bezman hazeh, so why is it that a kohen is allowed to let his hair grow beyond 30 days? Again, we just said that this halacha, the kohen hedyin used to have to, the melech used to take a haircut every day, kohen gadol every erev Shabbos, kohen hedyin every 30 days. Melech kohen gadol is not relevant bezman hazeh, but kohen hedyin is relevant. We have kohanim that today, they're all kohen hedyin. So why is it that a kohen hedyin doesn't have that halacha today that he has to take a haircut every 30 days? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because there's two issurim mentioned regarding the kohen hedyin. Number one, he's not allowed to drink. Number two, he can't let his hair grow too long. Just like drinking doesn't apply today, so to letting your hair grow too long doesn't apply today either. But the Gemara says it's only Rebbe that said that a kohen's allowed to drink bezman hazeh. It's only him that said that halacha doesn't apply. Because Abaye said, "Command shasi kani chamro idna karebi." You see from there that according to Rabbanan, you're not allowed to. So the kash is that according to the Rabbanan, that a kohen's not allowed to drink wine today, he should have an obligation not to let his hair grow too long today either, says the Gemara. I'll tell you why. Hasam haynu taima. You know why the Rabbanan held that a kohen's not allowed to let his hair grow? Or the kohen's not allowed to drink wine today? Because meheri yibana Beis HaMikdash. We're concerned, not concerned, we're hopeful that the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Ubi'in a kohen aroi la'avoida. And you're going to need a kohen that's ready to do the avoida. V'leka. If the kohen, Tanim are all going to be drunk, who's going to do the avoida? But the Gemara says, Achinami, here too, be the kohen aroi la'avoida v'leka. Kohen can't do the avoida if its chup is too long. So, aren't you worried about that? The Gemara says, Hocha, efshe de mesapa v'ayo. No, it's very easy to take a haircut. All you need is a shaver. But Hossam, over there, the Gemara says, Nami, efshe, right, how are you going to sober up so fast? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Take a nap and sober up. Damar Ravacha, Ravacha said, Derech mil v'shein akoshum afigin esayayin. That if you take a little walk, or if you sleep, that's good to deal with a hangover, right? That, coconut water, there's other tricks. Pickle juice. But the Gemara says, no. Lavit bar Allah, Amir Rav Nachman, Amir Rav bar Avua, Loi shanu elish ha-shasa g'day revius, Avo yoyse b'g'day revius. That's only true, that a little nap, right? That's good if you had a g'day revius. Yeah, try having yoyse b'g'day revius. Try mixing scotch and bourbon, see what happens then. Kolshkein, the derech tardusoy, v'shino mashkartoy. Then to the contrary, then taking a nap is going to make you even worse. So either way, the Gemara says very simple. You know why you can't drink bezman hazeh? Because what happens if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built? You're going to have to, all the Kehana might be drunk, it's going to be a problem. But a haircut, that's not a big deal. Rav Ashi said a different teretz. Rav Ashi yom ha-shtuya yayin demachti avoid the gozer b'rabbana. If a kohen does the avoid the shtuya yayin, b'di'eved, the avoid is possible. But pre roish, if a kohen does the avoid and his hair is too long, the lay machti avoid it, where it doesn't pass the avoid the lay gozer b'rabbana, that rabbana didn't have an issue with. But the Gemara says, is that true? Meisve, ve'elu shebe miso, the following rechai miso, pre roish, the shtuya yayin, if a kohen does the avoid and his hair is too long, or he's ungeshekert, he's chayim misa. Bishlan ishtu yayin, the Gemara says, I know shtu yayin dechsev, yayin v'sheicher al teisht atu v'nechav aloi tomusu. Clearly, don't get drunk so that you won't die. It's mashma, if you get drunk and you do the avodah, you will die. El apriye yoresh mi nolon, the iske shtu yayin l'apriye yoresh. It's because when makish shtu yayin l'apriye yoresh, dechsev yoresh l'egalechu, upera, lo yesha lechu ma, and it says v'yayin lo yishtu. The two laven are mentioned next to each other. Mashtu yayin b'misa, af priy roish b'misa. Umina, mashtu yayin the machli avoda. Once you have this hekesh between shtu yayin and priy roish, you can make the hekesh in the reverse. That just like shtu yayin is machli avoda. If a kohen does the avoda while shtu yayin, the avoda is possible. Af priy roish the machli avoda. Al kopana, Rav Ashi had another teres. Rav Ashi wanted to say, you know why a kohen is not allowed to drink today according to Rabbanan? Because what happens if the base of mikdash is built that he does the avoda with the avoda? It's going to be a problem. But if his chup is too long and the Beis HaMikdash is built and he does that way, it's not going to be a problem. That's why we're worried about don't getting drunk according to Rabbanan, but we're not worried about growing your hair too long. The problem is we just quoted a Braisa. And what did the Braisa say? That there's a hekesh between Shtuye Yayin and Priye Roish, and they both have to be the same. So if the halach is that if a Kohen gets ungeshekert, the avoid is possible, then the halach is that if a Kohen does the avoid with his hair too long, it has to be possible as well. What's the Gemara's teretz? Kasha. There is no teretz. Kasha.